This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Come on, 855-73. Can write it down. Well, yeah, if you can write it down, I want to keep saying it. You know, I know some of you know it, but we have Apple and Android apps. I'm real bad about promoting this stuff. But we have Apple and Android apps, and it's a way to get the show when you're on the go. You want to grab it later on. All the classic podcasts are up there, and you can grab them there if you wish. And just a whole bunch of stuff going on up there. And again, from the app, you can actually send us an email. You can call the show directly. You can send us a text message, whatever it is you want to do. And you know, it's a way for you to show other people what the show's about. That would be really cool, don't you think? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you know, Governor Newsom has decided that he is a dictator-in-chief. There's not much you can tell him, not much that he'll do, well, unless you're like the teachers' union or whatever large SEIU. Those, he'll do whatever they tell him to do. And now he's looking for a bailout. Right, but he doesn't want just a regular bailout. He really wants to bring the state to like a zero balance on the back of the taxpayers of the country, because he can't control it. You know, he's got his own set of problems. Now, they're talking about, and we'll find out more later on, but apparently somebody gifted him a $3/$4 million mansion. And somehow, A, it's illegal, and B, he didn't tell anybody about it. Didn't put it down anywhere. So Steve Frank is a senior contributor... contributing editor, I should say, for California Political Review. And, man, he stays up on this on a daily basis. He is checking this out and pounding on this guy. And not just this guy. There are a lot of people right now in the Senate, in the Assembly in California, that just lost. They gave Newsom so much power that they can't take it away from him. They put themselves in a position where they can't take the power away from him. That's just out of control crazy, don't you think? And soon, he'll be just as bad as some of these other governors, you know, across the country doing some really stupid stuff. Certain schools in Vermont, I should put it that way, were ordered to fly the Black Lives Matter flags. We don't do that in this country. I got all kinds of groups that I love to, I do support. You know, the thin blue line flag, right? Trump 2020 flag. But no, the American flag goes first. It's the way it's supposed to be. You can't be flagging a Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ flag or a whatever flag first. The Mill River Unified Union School District of Vermont, they've told every principal to hoist the Black Lives Matter flag in Vermont. And then right behind that, or right under that, is the LGBT Pride flag. The flagpole should have a U.S. flag and a Vermont flag on it, period. That's how it's supposed to, actually, it's pretty much a law. Art Peterson, he's a Republican running for the State House. He said, I'm disappointed that one person can come in, make a request, and the board automatically decides to do it. Those flags both have political meaning and those things. Look at, they are a political agenda on both of those flags. They have no business being up front and first on flagpoles. The American flag goes first. And as much as I'm embarrassed of the state flag second. When does it stop? No, really, seriously. Maybe I'll do like a for my Italian ancestry, maybe I'll do a gay pride Italian flag. I'm sure there's one out there or something like that. Right? What do you think? LGBTQ Italian flag. Well, that'd probably be an Irish flag and a Mexican flag, all that stuff. Let's fly them all. What the heck? Right? School district made a decision after a single student, one student, requested the flags be included. This is what I mean. I've been saying this for years on this show. If you've been listening for any length of time, we have forgotten it's the needs of the many outweigh the... Yeah, I'm going to steal... I'm trying not to steal a line from Star Trek, but it's so true. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. We have one person making noise. What if we had five other people come in and say that they were against it? What if we had five other people come in to make noise? Would that weigh the decision of the board? This is why it's so important when you go to school board meetings. To let your voice be heard. Let them know how you feel. Don't worry about hurting somebody's feelings, because they're not worried about hurting yours. He went on to say, I believe at Mill River, our job is to support people and make our students feel like they belong. Really? So every student? Are you making every student? What about the Christian kid that doesn't feel like he belongs now? No, really. How about the pasty white Christian kid who now doesn't feel like he belongs? You care about him or her? No, you don't. Don't lie. No, you don't. Right? They want to do better. Do better, nothing. They want to fit in. They want to be politically correct. This is the most damaging term. Politically correct should be right up there with, you know, well, that racism doesn't mean anything anymore, so okay, maybe not that one. I don't even know what it should be up there with. I don't even know what words mean anything, whether they're real or not anymore. First step is to raise the flag. The next stop will be to pledge allegiance to the flag. I mean, think about this. We're playing around with Marxism. We're skirting the areas of Marxism. Is this really where you want to be? I don't. I want any part of it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. See Frank. He's the senior contributing editor of the California Political Review. Be with me right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Biden's choice today, for me, just adds to the team. Without people like her, you know, guys like me wouldn't have anything to talk about. Really, seriously, I want you to think about this. You know, for years, I've had it out when it comes to comes to these great Democrats like Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters. I got a whole list of people we can run down. And now we're talking about Kamala Harris, a woman. She can't make up her mind. Okay with sleeping around to get where she needs to be. I mean, Willie Brown, he came out and said it. She's never denied it. So I'm going to make these statements till she actually comes out and says, I never slept with anybody for these positions. I never did this. I never did that. I never had an affair. You're not going to hear that. It's just not going to happen. Anyway, I'm delighted to have with me Steve Frank. He's a senior contributing editor of the California Political Review. And Steve has got definitely has his pulse on what's happening in California. But I think he's been smoking a funny stuff. He's very excited about Kamala being named as the VP choice. Steve, thanks for being with me.
Well, you know, in the age of Me Too, How could you possibly not like the choice of Kamala Harris, who has given a bad name to every qualified woman who ran for office, articulate, experienced, knowledgeable? She got her job the old-fashioned way. She found the right guy to sleep with. And that is that's embarrassing to all women of quality. Second, I've noticed that CNN and all the other news outlets have misspoken. She is not an African American. I'm not sure she's ever even been to Africa, nor have her ancestors. She's a Jamaican American, a Jamaican Indian America, India from India. And so here's a lady who is kind of like Elizabeth Warren. You know, I'm a Native American. Well, Elizabeth Warren is as much a Native American as Kamala Harris is an African American.
Yeah, this identity politics that they have, and this isn't anything new for them, obviously, but this, that they've locked on to this, like this is going to bring the African-American vote or the black vote to them in droves. It's really not going to do that. If she was going to, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong, but where was she in the presidential race? I mean, she basically came in flat out last to a big degree. She wasn't able to raise money. She couldn't connect with the people. What makes them think that she's actually going to help this ticket?
Well, not only that, here's a woman who is black, I'll give her that, and she is on the same ticket in this age of Black Lives Matter. She's on the same ticket with a racist who called President Obama, quote-unquote, a clean Negro. I mean, what type of racist statement is that? Or his recent statement that the black community is monolithic and only thinks one way. They have no diversity of opinion. I mean, the man's a racist, and in the age of Black Lives Matter, those people have to be going crazy that a black person would be on the same ticket as a racist Joe Biden.
Yeah, I'm amazed. And the Me Too, the racism, I mean, here's a guy that she said that she believed, I made this comment in the last segment, she believed the woman who said that Joe sexually assaulted her. So if she believed that woman, why isn't she sticking up and making sure that woman is heard, number one? And number two, what is she doing teaming up with, partnering up with somebody who she says she knows is a sexual assaulter? How does that work? I mean, I'm missing something here.
No, Joe, you're not missing anything. What you don't want to say is she has a double standard, which is, I like to say, if it wasn't for double standards, Democrats would have no standards.
That's very true. Speaking of no standards, Governor Newsom. I mean, here's a guy who's telling me I can't go get my hair cut, and he hasn't got a hair out of place, and his wife is looking pretty good, too. I mean, apparently she has found some kind of, maybe there's a Flowbee for women that works like that. I don't know. I mean, this guy is out of control. Is he not?
Well, are you talking about the same guy who set a criteria that all the wineries in the state had to close, except those in Napa near where his winery was, or that all the schools, public and private, need to close, except for a school called Country Day in El Dorado County, a private school where tuition is $50,000 a year? That got to stay open. That Gavin Newsom?
Yes, and the Gavin Newsom was just given $3.9 million home somehow ended up in his possession.
Well, this is really a scandal, but it's not based on the money, as you put it. He got a $3.2 million home gifted to him by a nonprofit controlled by his brother-in-law. Then he was able to cash it out and get $2.7 million in equity out of the home, tax-free. And so while he's making $2.7 million tax-free, there's approximately 1.1 million Californians that are unemployed, many of whom are still waiting for their first unemployment check. So people who need the money can't get their money because the governor has an incompetent employment development department. But he can make $2.7 million just by signing a few papers, and then To top it off, President Trump, over the weekend, as you know, Joe, created a fund of $400 per week for the unemployed, as opposed to the $600 that Congress had given previously, and now Congress isn't even acting. Yet at the same time, the governor says that 25%, $100 a week, which equals $700 million a week, we can't afford to give the unemployed that money, but he can make $2.7 million by using a tax loophole.
But you listen, back to Trump for 1 second. Did he not back them into a corner? Wasn't that a great chess move that he played on? Go ahead now and sue him to stop giving money to the unemployed.
Yeah, that's great optics. And he did back them into the corner. But in reality, they backed themselves into the corner. Yeah. They overreached. They tried to pay off the CalPERS problem here in California, the Illinois version of CalPERS and the New Jersey version of CalPERS.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump made it clear, I'm not going to have federal tax dollars finance incompetent, mismanaged government programs in other states.
Oh, and they're all asking him. You think about, I loved it. You've got Portland, you've got Seattle. They're going to be asking him for emergency money here soon. If I was him, I'd say, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I can't hear you through all that rioting you let happen. So why don't you clean up your own state, your own area there? I mean, they love making fun. They love coming down on this guy, and yet they won't do the work it takes to keep the city safe. But they've allowed it. The people in those states, the people in those cities have allowed it. You know, Steve, you and I have known each other for a long time. I'm starting to lose New York City, Chicago, Portland, Seattle. I think of all these places. People, you deserve what you get. You voted these people in some cases twice. All right, we got to go for a break, Steve. We both believe in capitalism. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden has chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his vice president. He was under increasing pressure to name a black woman as his running mate, someone who could connect with minorities, especially following the death of George Floyd, as well as Black Lives Matter protests that followed. Kamala Harris is the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants who were active in the civil rights movement. Now, during a continuation of that movement, she brings added credentials as a U.S. senator, a former district attorney, and the former attorney general for the state of California. President Trump says the 55-year-old Harris did poorly in the Democratic primaries as a candidate.
She was expected to do well, and she ended up at right around 2%, and spent a lot of money. She had a lot of things happening, and so I was a little surprised that he picked her.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, or you can always grab our app. It's online on the App Store at Apple and Android. Anyway, let me just bring it back on because I want to get to the issues today. There's so much going on. So much we can have fun with, actually. Steve Frank is joining me. He's a senior contributing editor for the California Political Review. And, man, does he have his finger on the pulse of what's going on in the, what do we call that, the vacuum tube up there in Sacramento? Because it seems like it sucks their brains out when they get up there. Steve,
I call it the toilet bowl.
Oh my God! I can't believe the stuff that goes on here in California. And people should be paying attention because when it happens here, it somehow infiltrates into other states and other places. It's just crazy. And you know,
well, go ahead. There's so many little scandals of the Newsom administration that people don't know about because the media is refusing to discuss it. I'll give you one example. There's a facility up in Sacramento that's called Sleep Train Arena. That's where the Sacramento Kings, the basketball team, used to play. And so the governor took $7 million of tax money to refurbish it into a hospital. He then paid $1 million rent to the Kings to take care of renting of the facility. And after all of that, $8 million, this new hospital had a total of 9 patients. That's it. Almost $1 million a patient.
Wow.
Just for the refurbishing and the rent, not even counting the medical care that they had for 9 people. If you think about it, think about the size of a basketball arena, like Staples Center. It's a gigantic facility. Same thing up there in Sacramento. 9 patients in something that big for $8 million. That's a scandal.
Yeah, and you know what? It's never going to stop because we don't have the power to stop them. I want your take on this. You and I both are involved in politics and in our areas, and people tell me, can we take the state back? I said, no, not at this point we can't. They have total control of the state unless we actually get active and get off our butts and start really pushing our message out there. No, we have no chance of getting it back. So give me your thoughts.
Well, you're right, and that's because I have lots of friends. I know you have lots of friends who have finally given up the ghost and then moved to Texas, to Florida, to Utah, to Tennessee, a lot to Tennessee these days, and to Idaho. And so people who would fight or have just given up, they said they don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a bill, AB 1253, that looks like it's going to pass. It's going to raise income tax by between 1 and 3% on those earning $1 million or more, based on the amount over $1 million, to bring it to a total of 16% income tax. And when you consider the federal income tax and other taxes, the rich in California are going to pay 54% of their earned income on taxation. And that's slavery. More than half the time of your work is spent giving your money to the government, not to yourself, to build a business, to help your family, to build a community, to donate to the community. Instead, the money's taken from you by government, and it looks like that bill's going to pass, AB 1253. And so it's just an example that you can't tax people enough, and people see this, so they're leaving while the leaving is good because – and I don't know whether you've been hearing about this. Literally, there's some Democrats in Sacramento that are talking about a new tax. It's called an exit tax.
Yep.
So, if you, Joe, next year you decide you and your wife want to move to Utah or Florida, God bless you, but you're going to have to pay extortion to get out of the state.
You know what? There isn't a tax these people haven't liked yet. I mean, seriously, they have the gas tax, and when things were going sideways, instead of fixing it, rewriting it, redoing it, what do? They want to tack on more to get. Now they want to do a mileage tax. I mean, everything is a tax, and they love it. I don't know where they think people are going to come up with it. We're not working, or there's a large group of people not working. They're making it impossible to open up new businesses in this state. You know, Steve, I don't understand the track they have been on for years, making it harder to open up a business, making it harder for small businesses to open up, making it more expensive to live here. What is their expectation, or do they have one?
It's not their expectation. It is their belief. They believe that people in California belong to the state, that you are not owned by yourself. You don't have any free choice. There is no constitution. Remember, you're not allowed to go to church these days, but if you call going to Walmart on a Sunday morning and start praying, you can do that. As people are now doing all over the country, I go to church on Sunday as well. It's called the Church of Walmart on Cochran Street here in Simi Valley, and a lot of people are out there praying on Sunday morning at the Church of Walmart in Simi Valley. And so we've taken away constitutional rights, but they believe that you belong to the government, and any money you get to keep, you should say thank you for rather than complain about.
Well, because, you know, you're getting the best quality schools and the best quality streets, and you're getting the best quality state-run hospitals and what have you. I'm going, are you guys for real? I mean, I'm part of the education system. I see what they do to us. I see the games that they play. It's just amazing.
And don't forget the number one, and I know about education being important, but the number one, to my mind, the number one priority of government is to protect its citizens from enemies, foreign and domestic. That's why we have a military, and that's why we have a police force. But here in California, the police can no longer do their job. They can no longer protect us. The city of Los Angeles has gotten rid of the gang task force.
Yeah.
It got rid of the human sex trafficking task force and their crime prevention task force. So no wonder crime is spiraling up and exploding in the city of Los Angeles, but it's the same in other cities around the state that are doing the same thing. It's not a defund the police. It is encourage the criminals' effort.
You know, I was thinking about, you brought up L.A., right? They were seeing diseases come back in Los Angeles City that they thought were gone for decades, that they were eradicated, gone, never to be seen again. And yet, the L.A. L.A. City Garcetti, the mayor, he wouldn't do anything about it. He was doing nothing to fix this.
And yet he's worried about the virus, right? Yeah, he got to wear a mask or else. But he didn't care what was going on around the city hall. This is the lunacy of the legislators, the Democrat legislators and electeds here in the state of California. It's just I can't work through it. It makes me crazy, seriously.
And that's the bigger problem, Joe. People who have the ability to leave the state, when they see that, you see it coming. I know that a lot of, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of Santa Clarita Valley has a contract with the Sheriff's Department for police protection, and that's great. They're contract cities. But, as you may know, the Board of Supervisors of L.A. County has put a measure on the ballot to cut police protection or sheriff's protection countywide by a large amount.
Oh, yeah.
And so do you really think they're going to live up to the contract to protect the people of the Santa Clarita Valley?
No. This is happening all across the country. But when you look at it here, to your point, this is a contracted area. And 2 years ago, they tried to take the sheriff's department out of the schools because they made certain kids feel uncomfortable. And thank God they didn't, because we were part of that shooting that went down here last year. And the sheriff's department, local police, what have you, responded in seconds because they were able to be there on site, be close by.
Sure, the gang members were uncomfortable, the drug dealers were uncomfortable, the bullies were uncomfortable. I don't mind if those people and those kids are uncomfortable. They need to be uncomfortable. We don't want them in our schools. If they're in our schools, they have to act right and proper rather than doing their evil deeds on the campuses. So that's why you need a sheriff's effort on the schools.
But you know, you listen to these guys, and again, we can get back to Newsom. I just don't even get this. He has got a mental deficiency. I don't believe it's all ego. When he looks at some of this stuff and he can't pull it together, that's a problem between the ears. Okay, that's not just ego. But it seems like their whole push is to make sure they take care of the illegals, the people breaking the law, and everybody other than an actual law-abiding California citizen. Got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, we're talking about Gavin Newsom, and I'll bring the guest on in a minute, but this is what I think is really hilarious, right? Gavin is the one who said that he would reopen the churches when the stadiums for football reopened. So he sees the thing that we do in churches and synagogues and what have you. He sees that as some kind of sport, I guess. I don't know, in his mind. So I was just, during the break, I went up and I looked the California Constitution up. And the very, very first few lines of the California Constitution that apparently none of the people that have been elected to office know anything about. It says, "We the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God." Wow. I'm surprised I think there's a go up in flames. "For our freedom in order to secure and perpetuate its blessings to establish this Constitution, except in times of virus." Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Steve Frank joins me. He's the senior contributing editor of the California Political Review. Steve, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Joe, always glad to be with you in the great Santa Cruz Valley.
So listen, we got... I was joking with you a little bit during the break, and I said it's just amazing that these people do not read. There's no way they read the Constitution, the state or federal one. You know, all people are by nature free and independent and have inalienable rights. Among these are enjoying and defending life and liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, pursuing and obtaining safety, happiness, and privacy, except when the government tells you you can't. Right? Isn't that how it's written?
Yeah, and of course the governor's method of allowing you freedom is to close down your businesses, not allow you to earn money, make you unemployed, and then refuse to pay your unemployment checks. That's his version. He has no problem with people holding protest rallies and just call anything a protest, and it's okay. But say you're going to pray at the protest, and you're threatened with lawsuits and with arrest.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad. It is very sad.
It is, and again, we've gotten so far away from our state constitution, our federal constitution. You look at what's going on. You know, let's just switch to, I think, was it Portland or Seattle, where they took over 8 blocks of property. I mean, public property, private property. They blocked it off. You know, the first thing they did was put up walls. Group of people said they don't want walls. They put up walls, right? Why? To keep you out. And they made you, you had to check in and check out when you went in and out of that place and what have you. At that point in time, anybody with two brain cells to rub together would have sent in the proper authorities to take that place back. These people were taking property that wasn't theirs. But yet, it was going to be the summer of love, as I recall, right?
Yeah, that's what the mayor called it, a summer of love, where people were actually murdered and they wouldn't allow ambulances or police to come in to get the bodies.
Oh, gee, that was nice of them, wasn't it? I mean, there were rapes going on in there. There were assaults going on. Things were being stolen. I heard one young man, when he was asked about that kind of thing, goes, well, somebody probably needed it worse than they did. Not well, did it pay for it or not.
Well, you missed the whole point, Joe. In Chicago, they understand what occurred. As you know, there was major riots over the last few days in Chicago, looting on what they call the Magnificent Mile, which is high-end stores, kind of like Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. And one of the looters was caught and was said, you're going to be charged with looting. And his answer was, no, this isn't looting. This is reparations.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, my God. Yeah, she or he, I don't remember, I heard, was saying they haven't done enough for our people. They don't do anything for our people. I'm looking around going, are you out of your mind? You're the only ones not being arrested, number one. Number two, is there all kind of programs for you? You allow the teachers, we're talking Chicago here, you allow those teachers to, you know, they keep going out on strike, getting paid more money, yet your test scores don't go up. Your kids aren't doing any better. You hit me on a hot point there. You can keep going. But you know what I'm saying? They keep folding these people in who don't care about them, don't they?
Exactly. But I just love that recourse, because that's going to be their legal defense. We did not loot. It's reparations. It's owed to us.
Wow. Yeah.
I wonder if we could check back on these people to see if they came from Nigeria or Zaire or from Jamaica.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. Now, something that a lot of people don't know about, across the states that's going on here in California, and I tried to explain it half a dozen times, but you've been burying this for a long time. We are voting on what's called a split roll. We have a law in this state, a tax law in this state, where there was a very small percent. They hate people like me. I've been in my house almost 20 years. So my tax rate is, 1.3% or something like that. And so it hasn't gone up in 20 years, even though the house has gone up in value. So what they're trying to do right now is split that off and have the commercial property pay a different tax rate, and eventually they'll get to us. Is that it in a nutshell?
That's it in a nutshell. And just in the interim, they plan on raising $12.5 billion a year from commercial and industrial properties. That's a transfer of funds from the private sector, which creates jobs, to the government sector, which kills jobs. And in the meantime, the value of the commercial and industrial property will go down as the taxes go up. It also means that wages for employees will not go up as fast because the money, instead of going to wages, is going to in taxes to government, and fewer people will be employed because money used to employ and to expand businesses, $12.5 billion a year or so, is actually going to government to kill jobs and business.
Well, and they've done so well with the tax money we've already given them, right? I mean, these the highway taxes that they've placed on us, the transportation taxes, those have always been diverted to something else, and yet the California people keep voting these same boneheads in. Even in the rank and file of the Democrats, I got to ask, you know, you've been at this longer than I have. It seems that when it comes to local government, places like Simi, places like Santa Clarita, smaller cities around the state, they maintain a conservative / Republican presence. Yet when it comes to making the jump to the state, it's like there's a force field there. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. People want to have something that is free, and there's no such thing as a free lunch. They don't mind you paying. I don't have a problem with you paying higher taxes, Joe. Just don't make me pay higher taxes. And that's their attitude. That's how come that AB 1253 will pass. I mean, how many people do you know earn more than $1 million a year? It doesn't affect me. So who cares if they have to pay more? It just means less taxes that I have to pay. So this is a great idea. And so they pick us off by dividing us, by not realizing that the higher the taxes the rich pay, the more the rich will leave the state, and the revenues will go down in the state. You talked about diversion of gas tax money. That's not the biggest problem on the roads. The biggest problem is the state has a policy of pushing people into, by 2035, every one of us, 15 years from now, into an electric vehicle. But think about that. If you are in an electric vehicle, you won't pay a dime for gas tax, because that's at the pump when you buy the gasoline. So now all of a sudden you still have the roads, you still have those needs, but government using tax dollars to incentivize and mandate the purchase of electric vehicles has killed off the gas tax. And so in 15 years, how are we going to pay for the upkeep of the roads?
Well, you won't need to, because electric cars don't do as much damage. Don't you know that?
Oh, I did not realize that.
Well, they'll sell that to the rank and file. Look at, to your point a second ago, you brought up, you know, 70% of the country, the economy is supplied by small businesses, right? So you look at California and you think about it, they're raising taxes, but who are they really raising taxes on? It's not that 1%. I won't say that they can afford it, but it doesn't really hurt them like it does the small mom and pop business. And then people are going to think I'm a millionaire, but the last year I was in business before I sold out, we billed almost $2 million in services. Now, that doesn't mean I made $2 million. And none of those boneheads in Sacramento, very few of them, I should say, have actually run their businesses, struggled through business, had to feed other families to understand that. They really don't get that they're hurting a small business person, do they?
No, they don't. They really don't. And they don't really care, because all they want is looking for ways to get money so they could pay for their grandiose ideas.
But, Steve, you would think the Silicon Valley, but you got about a minute. You would think the Silicon Valley by this time would figure this out. They still feed these people, don't they?
Yeah, they still finance the campaigns, the Zuckerbergs and the Ciscos and all these other major firms. Yep. They still finance the socialist wing of the Democrat Party. But notice, little by little, places like Facebook and Google are moving out of state. They're building bigger and bigger facilities in other places, mm-hmm. Like Texas, like Tennessee, like Arizona and Nevada. Tesla didn't build a battery factory in California. They went just across the border, yep, into Reno, to the outskirts of Reno, Nevada, in order to build a massive $5 billion battery factory, because they could save tax dollars to finance it.
And AQMD fines as well. Anyway, Steve, tell people where they can get a hold of you, where they can read your writings.
They could go to capoliticalreview.com, capoliticalreview.com, click on California Political News and Views, and you can sign up for a free subscription 6 days a week, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Perfect. Joe Messina, your host, thanks for being with me today. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.